Across the curriculum, US History, 7F. Exercise 1B, page 90.
A woman of courage. Helen Adams Keller was born on the 27th of June, 1880, in Alabama, USA. Unfortunately, Helen contracted an illness when she was only 19 months old that left her deaf and blind. Her mother found it difficult to cope with Helen, so they decided to hire a teacher. On the 3rd of March, 1887, Anne Sullivan, a former blind woman who had regained her sight, arrived at the Kellers' home. With Anne's help, Helen learnt how to read and write using Braille. She went on to study, and on the 28th of June 1904, she became the first deaf-blind person ever to have earned a Bachelor of Arts degree. Over the following years, Helen toured the world, giving talks about her life experiences and her support of female suffrage, pacifism, and workers' rights. In 1915, she founded Helen Keller International, an organization to support research into vision and health and nutrition. And in 1920, she helped create the American Civil Liberties Union, whose aim is to defend civil liberties. In later years, Helen devoted herself to raising funds for the American Foundation for the Blind. In 1961, Helen suffered a stroke and had to withdraw from public life, but she was far from forgotten. On the 14th of September 1964, President Lyndon B. Johnson awarded her one of the highest civilian honors, the Presidential Medal of Freedom. And in 1965, she was elected to the National Women's Hall of Fame. Helen died in her sleep from natural causes on the 1st of June 1968. She left her mark on society and proved that, as she once said, "Alone we can do so little. Together we can do so much."